he had seemed to me like it was probably typhoid fever. But anyway, it was some real bad fever. And my younger brother, he was just a baby. He was 10 years younger than I. And he was just a little just trotting around, you know. He fell down, stuck a stickness down his throat. My daddy, he was camped up on the Weekawa. He was fishing like I was telling you about when they. My mama, the house we lived in, the old house, it burnt down after I guess I'd been married about a year. We hadn't been married too long, and then this here house that I was raised in, it burnt down. And my mother, she come to the stair step, she called me, and I was only 12 years old, and down to the Weekawa, it's about back them days they used to call it 8 miles. I really don't think it would be major at all, but it's 5 miles anyway.
Now, that's another thing.
And now she called me and told me, "Say you're going to have to go get your dad." And I was only 12 years old, you wouldn't think about sending a 12-year-old boy off. He'd be scared to start with, to start down there by himself. So I got my old horse and went down to the end of the, down to the where the boat was tied up, a rowboat. And the fella that I was telling you about had the motorboat. He came in just as I was there. It was after midnight, and he was coming from Sanford. He was coming in a boat from Sanford. He'd been in there to fix you or something or another. Anyway, he drove in, and he wanted to know, "What you doing out here this time of night?" I told him what I was figuring on doing. I was going down to get my daddy. He said, "Well, I'll go up here and I'll get some gasoline, and I'll carry you down there. But I was going to push it. I was going to shove that boat down there." That's the way it was back then. You didn't, kids then wasn't scared of nothing, because they wasn't taught to be scared of anything. And you wouldn't think anything gonna hurt you. But now then, the kids are scared. They don't. You take my grandkids, they're scared of the dark. Back them days, well, you just sent a kid out if you told him, and your neighbors wasn't too close together either back then day. And everybody was happy because about all you required was a living. You didn't expect anything else. That's what you expected. You expected to live, and you expected to work for it. You enjoyed working for it.
Yeah, that meant something to you.
Yeah. And there wasn't no such a thing as welfare. In fact, you'd have insulted these old people, like my daddy and them. If you'd have told them you're going to give them welfare, that would have insulted them. Because they didn't want nothing, something for nothing. They wanted to earn it. And I guess, according to the standard now, we were probably poor, real poor people, but we didn't know it. We was rich, because we was happy. Actually, we was richer than people that had a lot of money. And back then, if you had a horse and buggy, you was well fixed. You was real well fixed. Everybody kind of looked up to you. Nobody had any automobiles in the little old place where I was raised over there. But everybody had a horse and wagon or a mule and wagon. And we had one man over there, he always had a buggy. He was one of the richer people. And